of Hagdara for scabs and injuries that may or may not be chatzutzus?
Rav to hit with the Tsar Mikutzi having his wife stand naked in front of him. Chalikas, whether before mikveh or after mikveh, we'll have it in there. That's what we'll discuss. This is one of the big problems. And a mikveh lady in our area they always mocked someone who trained at Guantanamo Bay. So that she can take the scabs off from the people. It was used like waterboarding and scab removal was one of the ways they got the guys to confess. So, I missed that one. Okay.
Sorry.
In other words, you have to be a bit of an achzorius to do that, what they're doing. No basis for it whatsoever, I don't see. The big problems come in because our women, Baruch Hashem, are young and healthy, and some of them ride bicycles and even do rollerblading, and they end up with a skinned knee because Pasei Nish to wear knee pads and stuff, as some of the kids do. Then you have real tzoros. You have a big area. How do you define what is chzitza, not a chzitza? Well, let's just continue. We're up to. We have some more people coming.
Should be.
Yeah.
They should be.
They should be. Okay. Shadow, I marked some things off to fill those thoughts. Okay. Okay. You want to pick up again Kutzarikhes. Test. Then I'll tell you Aloha Lamaisa how we do it. Okay, you with us? Got it. You dialed in the Taz. Pick up the first the Bechaba. Dam Yovei Shalamako Chotzitz Riyah Shebesocho Ein Chotzitz. We discussed that already. Posnat Yotza Riyah Mitocho Riyah in the eye. We said was Chotzitz. Why? Because that's a miyuta makpedis. But here, on a mako, not on the eye, it's not visible, so it's not makpedis. Kol tol gimel yomim, lachu, en achotzes, viacha mekan, then the pus dries into a scab, right? Vuchotzes. The Pikuch, Isha balas hatotel sichalocha b'may matches chachachu. Where did Mechaber come from? What, he never heard about taking off the scab? No, he didn't. Okay? He gives you another etzer. What do? You soak it until the scab softens. Then there's a chibur to the mayim. The scab is saturated. But not all scabs saturate. A dry scab is not going to saturate. By the way, Darien is an example of Trias Alisin. I saw him yesterday, the way he was shouting, screaming, I thought, he'd never make it today. He's at Hasna last night. Really wonder where there's more simcha, more kovo to Chosin Kala. The way the Chassidus Sha'olam does it, gently, more emphasis on Nigunim, etc., or the way we do it, where we learned it from some of the more primitive tribes, how they celebrate. Okay.
This was one of your 6 and 4 weeks.
Yudalad. Look at the Tazen Yudalad. The Vuv beBeisoyse b'Shem Amodcha v'Arosh. I thought we discussed this already quickly, but want more emphasis on it. That the scab that forms after bloodletting, and Darko Shomekizi Dam Lahalos Glid. Havadino ki glit shalamaka acha shoshu yomim avoto shoshu yomim in chotzis. Exactly what he means by it, I can tell you. If you ever had blood taken from you, and whoever did it is a bit of a shlamazel, and let some blood excavate under the skin, you end up with a black and blue mark. Basically, it's a boil, like forms like a pool of blood there. That's what you're referring to. So therefore, the first 3 days we assume it's fluid, it's liquid, right? I will tell Shoshi Yomim, ain't a chotzis klal, right?
But in that case, Rebbe, in that case, it's completely under the
skin. No. You can't get under the skin without going to the top. There's a visible part on top of the skin too. No, there's a scab on top of the skin, but it's really connected to a little pool of blood on Israel, like a blister is formed. That's where the better lotion. Okay? Ibi Marshal Ago Achas says, a grav or gereb legabe yatvila tzricha lahosir af bishu kov laharbi ishu shel marak ho yitzor chlamba lupona varuma shu yoroa shu yoroa gereb aleo shu yomame lo shu yisu mesiro, because he married her as a child bride shu yisu nara vo yekoyev lo v'chein osa asar mikutzi lishto. It's the famous Lashon Sar Mikutzi. Right, he's a high official in the Spanish government, and one of the Poskei Hador, one of the Gedolei Torah of the time. So look at the Pisli Tshuva Ches. You have it? It's the last line of the Pisli Tshuva. Ayin Taz, Shevi Masa de Ishto. Shemaharako Ishto Sicha Lama Lufona Baruma. We have to also the Sakabim Koma Samachus and Shabo. Quartiris Azeb, the Chubus Nade Beauty. Right? The what? Nibena Machaba, Shekosa Dochamaira Lachatrila. Rain who Lord Haloshon show you gravel there, Lochashin and Shemanovo Bamayim. Kibin Shadova Kokaha Shikoev Lozilo. So I'm not afraid that what? That during Trila it was still on, and as it came up, it fell off. Unlikely, because we're talking about something that was so strongly fixed that it pains her to remove it. So it's now Yom Tov Michoshesh that in that second, as she was coming out of the water, it fell off. Fine. No, what is it? What is Halacha Lamaisa? We'll add here another halacha lamaisa, absorbable stitches. That's interesting. I don't know really a final psak on it. I don't remember discussing it with my father-in-law itself. The Philippine absorbable, non-absorbable stitches. It makes sense to make such a chilik. Right. There are some stitches that they never remove, but they're supposed to dissolve in the body. That's true in much dental surgery, but it's also true in superficial surgery and skin and so on. Bisfora, you would say that it shouldn't be a chetzitz. It's never be removed from the body. It doesn't come often. It should be considered part of the body. Stitches, however, are badei makpedes, certainly they have to be removed, unless removing them will cause injury.
Rebbe.
Namely, the wound will open up again. There you have halach lamaisa, really an omnipresent problem, because stitch removal is not dependent upon medicine. It's dependent upon the secretary scheduling people in the office. So, no big deal to leave the stitches in an extra day or two, even though they can be removed already on Monday, but Monday's a full schedule, and the secretary schedules the woman to come in on Wednesday. Then there's a problem with chatzitza, because it could be removed. Right, it doesn't serve anymore any healing function. Then it's a miut hamakpedes, right, and it has to be removed. And there, you should know, putting the stitch in is a good idea to let the doctor do it. Don't do it yourself, right? But taking the stitch out, you don't need the doctor. As Baba says, I tell you clearly, no reason to go to a doctor if the doctor says the stitch can be removed already. And all you need to do, there's always a knot. When he finishes, he ties a little knot. You take a cuticle scissors and you cut off the knot. And then with the tweezers, you start pulling out the thread. It's not going to hurt any more or any less if the doctor doesn't there. It doesn't really hurt at that time, at that point. It's not a significant thing. But there, I've had many times, my wife or her children, who was a trained as a registered nurse, would be the popular place when someone had stitches. Kombo Shaila, and I would have him call the doctor and say, can they be removed? He said, yeah, they can be removed, but I have no time. And it's no okay to leave it there for another day or two. Then you have a problem with stitches, then they should be removed. Okay, you want to ask something?
I hate to be machmir just for the sake of being machmir. But can't we say that dissolvable stitches are very similar to a scab in that it's not that the way Rebbe described it is that they're never going to be removed, right? It's not that they're a part of the body, but they will be removed. The body is going to remove it through a process of dissolving.
Where the body will remove it by discarding it, falling off, it's not part of the body. But if the body will remove it by absorbing it as part of the body, the chulah should be such a chilik. I say I have no mokov making a chilik misrora. And since you're dealing with the rabbanon a miut, right? Sofik makped, when it's is makpedes or not makpedes, is also hard to evaluate. It's on her nose, yeah, she's makpedes. If she has it on her breast, there, don't know what happened to, but that, how much that's makpedes. And that's where you get so many shaylos on that, because that's what your president works behind the scenes and got some commission to rule that women shouldn't have breast exams in the fourth decade, from 40 to 50, only from 50. Why? It's not the breast exam that bothered. Well, that also costs money. He's interested now in trying to save money so that he can give that money to all the people who are not working, who are incompetent, who don't want to work, make sure they have the same insurance, medical insurance they do have. That's his method of distributing the wealth of America, as he's been promising all along. He's truly a communist, there's no doubt about it. He's a political communist, and social communist in every way. Yeah. What he's worried about is the stitching business. Following an exam, they get, quote, a questionable something on this, on the x-ray. Yeah. So what do? You do a needle biopsy. You do a needle biopsy, yeah, but it's stitching, right? You do a bigger biopsy, you gotta put a few stitches in. That becomes now an unbelievable expense. Doctors charge for that kind of stuff in the hundreds of dollars. You have a few hundred thousand women doing that every year. You have a big drain on the budget, and that's what he's trying to do without. Now he's starting up now with the prostate gland. That's where he showed that he's even male, female, no different, right? About stopping screening for prostate and stopping surgery for prostate, suspicious surgery, if you're past 70, where there's some evidence that the cancer doesn't grow that fast. The chances are the fellow will die most likely of alcoholism before he dies of the prostate. Okay? Where do we get to? Okay, I think the last thing, let me make that clear. I think we're up to Kufsad Ches Lamed. Okay. We said that a little bit, but need some more attention. Here we have a real Lomdashe Pisi Tshuva that is a good introduction to Mikvos. Not every place where women go to mikveh have a nice pink tile floor. Therefore, the ground is muddy. It's a lake. It's an ocean. Ein tzricha lagbir ragleh b'shas filosa. Im ein sham shittit afa pishu deresses ala ritzva ein kachetzitza b'bnei shamayim magdimu l'ragleh. She goes into the mikveh, that doesn't do anything. As long as her head is above water, she's not in the mikveh yet. When is she in the mikveh? When she goes underwater. When she goes underwater, you people have gone swimming in a pool. If you're underwater, if you want to dive in, you dive in. But if you walk in, right, and then you're going to go mikveh, you're going to duck yourself, your feet are pressed against the bottom. So no water gets to the bottom soles of the feet. No, that's not true. That's what you're referring to. And she doesn't have to lift her feet off the ground. Since she can't walk on water, right? That she had to get wet going into the water. And therefore, right? Ain't a sicha like Biragle Bashasfiloso. Im ancient tit Afa Pishu the rest is ala ritzwa, ain't can chatzitza. The feet got wet first, and therefore there's water to water connects. Same is when a mikvah lady will help a woman who has trouble walking, help her down, right? And she wants to hold on to her doing tefila. She has to wet her hand and have the woman wet her arm. Then there's no chatzitza. So what do you do if you don't have a pink-tiled mikveh? That's the challenge. Your idea of a mikveh is what you see in America. That's not the way it is all over the world. So therefore, Nein Tovlin Bekelin, right? I explained to you two kinds of shuvim. Shuvim d'Raisa is in the Kli, right? Shuvim d'Rabbanon is from a Kli into a natural excavation in the ground. Lefikach, im hoyetit b'mokom shutavelis. That's the Shaila now. Lo tamud agabe kliyetz, shemekablen tumo migabon. You can't use anything that's makabel tuma. A kliyetz, so you stand on a barrel, on a bushel, right? V'lo agabi nesorim sheruin lemedrosos, nor on boards, broad boards, that are makabel tuma of a zavazova, tumas medlis. V'lo al shum kli haroyo lemedlis, or anything else. Mishum gzeiras mechatzor shel kelim. Okay. Now here let's talk about gzeiras mechatzor. The two separate things here, as we'll see. Here he says gzeiras mechatzor. That is, I'm afraid, right, that you'll use something which isn't good. Something which is called a kli. And then there's another issue. Avo betovlo also a tefila. Avo, it doesn't mean she has to be in a natural pool. You can't put any extraneous material. No, put down a pile of brick of twigs. Avol nosana si chavili zvoro sachlagler mipnei atit. I got a problem. I can't let her be tovel there, because she walks into the mikveh and she gets stuff in between her toes, and then she'll dunk herself. That doesn't do anything. That doesn't take away the chatzitza that's on her feet. Therefore, you need something to prevent that. So you can put down anything which is not makabel tuma. V'chein lo samar al gabei klicheres. Oh, I have a bright idea. Remember those days, barrels are made of cheres, right? I can have a big barrel made of cheres, and cheres not makabel tuma mi gabo, only bitocho, kol sheyitmo, tocho yitmo. So it's not a double, she's not on something which is makabel tuma, but that's not true. That klicheres is makabel tuma mitocho, so it's a kli, right? Lo agabe bikas v'titful ava pishen klicha v'tam migabo v'lo royu lemedlis. Now, why not? You said if it's not makabel tuma, why is it different than chavilis moros? The answer is shash chachamim hu shema tifchad shelo tipol v'lo titful koroyu. Okay, so they have now two separate halachas. One is called Zeras Mechatzos, that's the Asar Kli, and the other one is called Biyasusa, Yishum Biyasusa, because of fear. If you pick up can you pick up the Taz? Okay, can you? Where the first, the medium sized sentences, the shuros, the intermediate shuros, the fourth shura down, the nafkamina. Got it? Nafkamina begzeres mechatzos. Ankuf Samazayin. It's not here. No? Oh, you have a different setup. Okay, let's see if I can find the thing quickly.
It's right in the middle.
Way up to.
It's the fourth line though.
Yeah, no, you have the same task.
It's the fourth line.
Then after me, here. The nafkamina v'gzeros mechatzos v'yisusa. Feeling what you're concerned with. The chol she'osa mitam gzeros mechatz osa afilu di'evid. She'aroa yite lomar she'yesh hete litfo b'mechatz. A mechatz which is not kosher l'tfila. Ma she'en kein atam b'yisusa ha'kol yodim she'tzichin litfo shapir. El yesh locho she'shogeg she'me tifoche k'me tifchad. But it's also the Eved. Right? That's the chilik between the two. So if she's tovel, if she's outstanding on something from a Kabbal Tumah, then it's also even with the Eved, so that she has to go back and be tovel. But if she was afraid of the mud on the bottom and she put something down that is not such a comfortable platform, not such a stable platform, but it's not a davar hamakabel tume, and they're only afraid of biyisusa. Now, this charge biyisusa impacts on us in other areas too. Right? There are two biyisusas in halacha. One biyisusa is she'll fall. She will fall from there, and who knows? She'll fall from there and maybe hit her head on something. It's dangerous. That is another biyususa, that is, someone will come and see me. I'm afraid, there is the geyos, halacha l'maisa, especially you kids that haven't seen America yet, but you're busy traveling the world as much as you can, right? And yeah, traveling the chem with your wife, where you have to make use of natural mikvot. You can't always count on a Lubavitcher mikveh wherever you are, although nowadays you pretty much can. Yeah. I think even Mumbai had a kosher mikveh. Yeah.
Who knows if they still have a kosher mikveh there, but they had it.
There, just to give you a quick introduction, we'll pick it up again in Hilchos Mikvos. Yeah. Not every lake is kosher for tefila. It could be a lake, a big lake, with water 10, 20, 30 feet deep. It doesn't mean it's kosher for tefila. Okay. Maybe 30 feet deep, you can almost be sure. Or maybe not, it can be true. Nowadays, with your Google, most likely to find the information, right? Something from the Water Commission, what kind of lake it is. Is it rain-fed? Is it spring-fed? And what's the difference in depth between summer and winter? That's how you determine whether it's Robo Make Shomim on the Zochlin, whether it's a Maya maybe, and so on. That's what we'll pick up later. But this problem, these two problems, of one, make sure that there's no chatzisa on the bottom. So oceans generally don't present a problem, because oceans have a sandy bottom. But lakes sometimes have a muddy bottom, and that presents a problem. Okay. Problem that sometimes can't be resolved easily. Second, the question of when she's going to make it. To be clear, late at night, there's Biyasusa, she's afraid. You also have to be afraid. Somehow we are not supposed to be in water. Water is an environment inimicable to human life. That's why we make a Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel we make whenever you find yourself in a conditions which is inimical to human life and manage to survive, and you make a Birchas HaGomel. I'm sorry, Birchas HaGomel are for what? Ocean, desert, illness, and prison. And according to the law of Zatzal, it doesn't include air. Okay. So that's a problem. And that's why I mentioned you once before. We'll come to it soon. I'll pick it up when we get to it. Because of the Biyasusa that someone will see her, she also hurries. Anything that puts a pressure on the young lady, that's no good. Okay? Jump. Look at Membov. Jump down to Kibsarachal Membov. Nido Shetovlo Goder Mutel Sabala. That's the Eitzer mentioned before. That takes away the Biyasusa, both of going in late at night and the Biyasusa that maybe someone will come upon them. There, you know, if she's wearing a pair of tennis shorts and a polo shirt, not anything with elastic, then even l'chatchila we're matter to do so. Pick up again. Over betovla gabielu also lo tvila. If he's a mikvah sheshbo shlivos shalates, it has steps going down. Im tovla gabia shlivos. Atilu im hoya mechovorim lekosle amikvah. Not temporary steps. Steps that are attached to the walls of the mikvah. Lo also lo tvila. The pshuti creates him. The tzorach lasos bim komon madrego shel avonim. Next, uti ha madrego the sep should be at least rechova. It should be at least dalat tzorachim. Mokom hanochas haregel kidei shiyeh bo shir mikvah lebaltip pochei altifchad lipol mimeno. Here you have a repetition, right? What in Lamed Aleph, the Mechaber said, "Avol nosenes hi chavil izmoro sachas agler mipnei atit." Okay, look over here. Again, Lamed Gimel. It repeats. Lo titvul b'mokom sheish b'kos tit mishum chatzitza elam kein tit elah zmoro seosibeh dovshem makabel mishum tumah. word for word practically, repeats himself, right? Then, this is the addition. Im tov lo, yesh omrim, shelo also lo tzvilo. Aber rov haposkim matirim. Now, if you can try to remember, why would rov haposkim be matir? The people, you got to remember these things. Remember, by titi, veda dechilik, tit yovon, this kind of tit, that kind of tit. What does it mean? A tit that isn't what? Adhesive. Like some mud, clay tit. Here we're talking about a tit which is lach, and therefore, b'dieved, there's no chatzitze. Her feet were wet when she stepped into them. This muddy area, right? The muddy area is not mud that would fall on the that kind of mud that's adhesive, has an adhesive property to it. Therefore, b'dieved, they want to be first sheet is mekel. I mean, the second sheet yeshomim a mekel. The first sheet just says no, lo titfo. Therefore, bim tombo yeshomim shalo also latzila. Then he brings the Raivid and Rashi, the Rabbah brings in, Abarova Poskim Matirim, for that reason, that there is, it's not a the kind of mud that would be a Chatzitza B'dieben. And Lama Dala is the second point we made just now, concerning the use of a lake or ocean. Lo titfo b'mokom shir shashi iru b'nei odam, b'nei shir b'toch kachma maheras litfo b'nei medakekas b'tfila. Umi oide tu b'dieben also lo tfila. Lamed Hay is a reminder of the chilik between the whole body and Beis HaStorim. Beis HaStorim, remember, needs royal biyasmayim. It doesn't need biyasmayim. But if it's any royal biyasmayim, so I used that example before, if she compresses her lips, there's no need for water to get into her mouth. That's a Beis HaStorim. Lo titfo b'komo skufo, nei sheyesh b'komo shemisatrim bo. I don't exactly visualize that. Komo skufo means very strict, rigid at attention. It's a komo skufo. By doing that, somehow, it feels that some creases of the body are sealed that way. Right? There are places that then are sealed by that posture. Batishra habe achi davku sore zebaze, no should she bend down, bow down in extreme fashion, because that will obviously cause folds of skin to collapse on each other. Ella shocha me'ata shi'isusri be'isael v'niron k'dero sh'niras b'shosh shi'oreches v'yitachas ader nire k'dero sh'nira b'shosh sh'minikes b'no. V'yitachas be'isael shechi nire k'dero sh'nira sh'oroge ba'omde. And as far as the armpits, the way she would be when she's knitting, weaving, right? But she needn't worry about a woman a little bit overweight, and if she would keep her feet together, chances are that on her thighs, the two sides will touch. And there will be a chatzitza, yeah, but not yosemidai. V'chein lo lahachin zroser me'aguf yosemidai, ela k'der sheheim ba'ez heilucha. That's the way she would walk, normal posture. V'mshinsa, k'an she'shosa be'yoser, Ozokva Mukbiosa also lo tvila. But Yeshkishoma again shalo also. So here the Taz asks, why is it worse than what we said before? If it's a place where Makdimin, if the water gets to her first before she dunks herself, so the body is wet. So my nafkamina, if then when Bishas Tfila, she crouches a little bit, etc. Well, the chashash there is that those areas won't get wet before. That whatever is causing it not to get wet now, who says that when she walked into the mikveh that she had a different posture that guaranteed that the folds of skin were open at that time, and only later on were they compressed together. That's the point that Taz makes in Lamed Ches. Okay, Lamed Vav is now. Here's an interesting shaila. I've had that shaila a few years ago. It was a wonderful spring in Eretz Yisrael, and one of the popular places where the yeshiva like to go on a hike when they. When they have a vacation, Cholamoid, Hanukkah now, and there's a wonderful spring there. It's good water, good enough to drink, and it's kosher. Is it kosher for tefillah or not? That's a shot. What's the problem? The depth is about hip, up to the hip. Now, look at Lamed Vav. So she a mikveh gavoh mimal letibura zeres lepochos. It should be a handbreadth above her navel. Then she doesn't have to crouch too much to get into the water. But what if she has to lie flat on her back? Flat on her belly, in order to be covered completely with the water. Is that kosher? Let's see, picks it up here. Where? You can pick it up as quickly. There are other places to find it, but pick up the Pisli Tshuva Chof Aleph. Okay, first of all, what's the Zeres? Zeres the Pochos, he says, but Ayin Be'er Agolosh Gosot Shu Chatzi Amor Shel Vov Tvochim. Right. Three Tvochim. Right. It's the Shir of Lohud. That's 10.8 to 11 inches. you pick up a little further down. It says, Leman teda lizor bedovo v'yazirena shem lo yeh kokach mimal atibur shel atavelis. If the water is not that high, we're assuming a mikveh which is being made kosher by Nishiko to the Moko, and there's a shortage of water, there isn't, they couldn't afford to put that much water into the mikveh, right? So the mikveh isn't that high. Then lo titvol and came tuchal lishkov l'oras besoch hamayim kimo daf lo shetikpol ksosal ksosal b'yamayim on l'malam mikol gufa. No, she shouldn't collapse on herself. She shouldn't curl up in order to get into the water, but she should rather lie down like a board, meaning prostrate. That's perfectly fine. No one objected to that. The gam b'chol dini atvila, that's a practical rabbinics, right? We're on Kuf Tzadiches. Okay, we're up to Lamed Zayin. But we're doing another Pisli Tshuva Chof Aleph. He gives a practical rabbinics. Chiyev mutal al kol molo l'hazer tamid l'isha omedes hal atvila. That's not just on this issue. What he's saying is that if you are in charge of a mikveh, it's your responsibility to make sure that nobody forgets. Because you're the one, the buck stops here. You're the one that's responsible. And therefore, whatever instructions you have to give, you don't give them once, and then you're off for 20 years, that you already told them 20 years ago. It's something that has to be repeated over and over again. Okay, then we'll do the next need this pisli tshuva chol gimel too, but first back to the mechaber. Right? That's what he said. Yesh misha omer. And here the mechaber what the Ramor said, what the pisli tshuva said. The Mechaba brings basically two sheets, without mentioning the other sheet there. Yesh misha omer, sha'af api she'en ge'begova me'am ikve, la'alos behem ko gufo, elam kem po ne'o be'gufo k'vushin be'karka, sha'pedomi. But we'll discuss it more later on when Hilchos Mikvos. But for the Pesach Tshuva, you see, he had found nothing wrong if it's necessary to do so. It's a big union. I just have to say about this spring. There are two springs that I had to shout out. One is on the way, where the Hebrew like to go for hikes, and there have been already a number of tragedies of the Arabs killing somebody on the hike and so on. Then there's a second one in Navi Samuel. On the way to the what is purported to be the Kever of Shmuel HaNavi, there's a wonderful spring there. There are people who want to be machmir, yashi men, not women, to be tovel in Amayon. Just quickly, Amayon has no aloha memsor. Memsor is a mikveh. Mikveh is right. Stationary water that is accumulated, rainwater. Right? Mayon is something connected to the bottom, is a, like an artesian well, and water comes up. Mitzias, the reality is that the water that comes up is not much different than the water that goes down. If it's near an aquifer, there's water close to the surface, and if it's whatever the pressure's down there, it comes up. But basically, water is water, and it all comes down from the sky, goes into the earth, then comes back up, it comes up as a mayan. A mayan has one halachic advantage, a halachic uniqueness, and that is needed for a tefillah zav. It's one sheet of even for tefillah zava, but we don't pass on it. A tefillah zav can use a mikveh, has to use a mayan. Has to use mayim chayim. Okay. Likewise for eight Torah, for mechatos, right? You have to use mayim chayim from a spring. But these springs are not deep. These springs are usually relatively shallow. That's the shy they want to go mikveh in a mayan. It so happens in our area, square, new square, the square of Hasidim were zocher, they dug wells, as was our custom in our area. Most people had a well, they dug it before the water supply came in from the county. And they dug, and they hit an artesian well, they dug down deep enough, and their mikveh have to be a mayan. There. The mikveh mayan I always use only for tefillas noshim. The men can't use it. Men have a regular mikveh. There. One year, it's Tovshin Mem Dalet, I think. My Shver Zatzal had an important halachic analysis of men going to mikveh. They're going to mikveh, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is not a real chiyuv. That's already a psychological prop for doing tshuva. But before Yom Tov, Chayiv Odom v'tahir es asmo v'regel. That he looked upon as a real chiyuv d'rabbanan. The Rabbanan makes the chiyuv. Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, you have to go to mikveh. And then since the tahir asmo v'regel, right, he felt it should, if possible, be a mayan. But he never did. And one year we got a call from the square, someone had heard him say something in the shir, I don't know, anyway, and invited him to come and use the ladies' mikveh before Yom Tov, so that he should be able to be toveled in a mayan, not in a mikveh.
Did he take them up on the offer?
Yeah.
Did he take the offer?
Yes. As long as he went, I also went. He didn't drive. Okay. Lamed Ches. Very, very difficult. Always difficult to see such halachas. But it doesn't say anything that you can listen to. It's what's called Nosata Dvarecha Lishiurin. I just don't know what it means really. In Sichel if Tor Pio Keshusub Amayim, but Lotikbos also Yosemidai. Vim Kovta, she compressed her lips, La also Lotrila. Ella Tashix for Ser Zulu Zu Dibug Beinuni. Okay, you wanted to find that. You have to have a pressure meter or something that she, when she goes in, she put a meter in and it's big. It's something, Yitzhema, you make a mikveh. In your kehillah, you have such a big meter over the mikveh, and every woman has to first bite something to determine how much it should compress. Likewise, lo satsa meiner b'yosa, lo tiftachem yosa, mosa ke yishoman sh'oso lo trila. Here's where the mikveh lady comes in. There's no need for a mikveh lady. Assuming that the tovelis knows the halachas, right? Then the only reason tzoch lahamid al gabo Yehudis gedolo yosem yud beishana yishoshi tovelis shetiresh or yishor misarosha sofal pleyamayim main lo mi shetamid al gabo oshu belayla lentichel sara arosha bechuti tzemer berusua sheberosha ובלבד שטרפים או בשרשרה של חוטים חלולוס או כושרס בגד רופו ילסר או סר. She can put a kerchief on puts on a kerchief, ties it loosely under her neck, no chatzitza. And it guarantees that no hair will be above the water. And that's how you have to pass it. Many, you know, women who know that they are to go someplace where there is no mikvah lady, they're going to be using a lake or an ocean, they have a hairnet. You put on a hairnet. It's really a very loose weave. It's vaday in the chotzesus, no problem. Emal, if you can explain, I don't know what that is. But anyway, from there you see, from Bemalev, you see that they have trouble getting babysitters. Right? Some kids are spoiled. They like to be carried all the time. So she goes to mikveh with the baby on her back. Okay, you figure that one out. What are you afraid of? You're afraid that the baby was not prepared to go to mikveh, because he didn't make chafifa. Shema hoyetit beragli atinok, or beyodo, benidbak beimo, chotzat b'shas tvila. You can see which... It's strange. It's not a question, it's that we don't understand the sociology at the time, how such a thing develops. Nichnasu, it's Savurim Ksomim Besitki Raglayim Alamata, the Chotzesim. That's what we had before. Why she had to put something down on a muddy floor, they had to put down the Chavilis Moros in order to prevent that. Asplanes Melugmo Retia. These are poultices that are used for curing something that never worked. Right? I wonder if any of you people were exposed to that. Did you ever have anyone use on you something called black salve, also called ichthyomimol? You had an infection, right? Not inflamed around the cuticle. So you needed something to draw the pus out. That was standard practice. Black salve, every house had it. You smeared it on, and you kept on smearing on, and it got better. And the usual thing, if you didn't smear it on, it took 7 days, and if you smeared it on, it got better in a week's time. Right. And this was standard practice there. So all these chazarai, none of them ever worked. There's nothing these things have any medical significance, but it's standard practice, and not hayom, throughout the world, that's what's used. Poultice is made of herbs, etc., etc. So there he says, if Melug Muratiya shall base her stolen, right? And she has a vaginal infection, and they put on some kind of a bandage there. Chotzes in al peishedim sichin shichnu b'mamayim, but sichin shiroyim lo yibadav chotzes. Right? And these bandages were all gooey. That's about black salve. This was a concoction that you put it on. It was heavy petroleum jelly, heavy Vaseline, and it stayed put all by itself. Put a little bandage on it, stayed put. Right. Next, Omar, you can see for yourself what he's saying there is the same thing as eyes and lips. Also, if you have to go to the bathroom and you have it, so you compress your muscles there to prevent until you get to the bathroom, you can't jump in and go feel it while in that condition, because that's also considered to be ein royal bias mayim. Hey, Memdalid, also difficult to understand exactly what it is. Hoyse bo sara achas o shtayim chutz lemakas rosho mudbok lemako. She had a scalp wound, right? Osho hoy she saras rosho mudbokos betito betzoa. Either two hairs stuck to the wound area, or two hairs some stuck together. Osho yishtei saras berisi eneir melmata. Benokro vahotir berisi eneir melmala. That, again, it's hard for me to visualize, tell you what it is, but that's to do with your eyelashes. And I can just give you a possible practical example that some people, they wake up in the morning, most likely due to a mild inflammation. There's a little bit of pus that comes out and the eyelids are stuck to each other. If you ever had a, quote, a sty in the eye, some kind of eye infection, that happens. That's what you're referring to. וכן הוי בייסו על זה סיינו של מטה מדבקת בסיינו של מעלה הרי יהיה לחוץ את זה these are not practical things that Hashem, our women prepare themselves for mikveh they know that to do a good job on all parts of the body לא תתפו באובוק של רגלר במטוב לו יש משום השן החוצס משום השן החוצס What is he talking about now? We said before, three times already, the Mechabit spoke about Titshu, Shal Ragleo, and so on and so forth. Here we're talking about Ovok Shal Ragleo. That's a different thing. Ovok Shal Ragleo, you'll excuse me, most likely means plain dirt. If you run around without shoes, as some people like to, but when they're on vacation, right? And your feet get, quote, dirty, right? That's the Ovok Shal Ragleo. That sticks, that doesn't fall off easily, etc. Therefore, he says, some hold, is Eino Chotzitz, why? It's a meal chain of my pedis. That's how everybody walks around, that they walk around without shoes, and your feet have Ovok on them. Therefore, it's a mere chain of chotzetz. That's fine. Or you say, maybe not. And therefore, yesh mishomer, there is chotzetz. Remember, Avraham Avinu provided water for the malochim because of avodah zarah. They are over the avodah zarah to the ovok of shel ragleihem. Okay. Nido shetovlo bevugodeo muteras labalo. Look at the shach, right? Nunvov. Nire davke bi osan abgodim she refuyin oleo. Lo bo osan she mehudokim. That's why I interpret that nowadays as nothing but elastic, right? Loshon Ramban is interesting, right? Dafki Isha b'vgoder shem rechovos shekacha yeminig noshim shalhem kemo shadai nogu hanoshim shel eretz Kanaan. Arab dress, right? Everything voluminous, loose, right? Sheet covers, right? Avol ish b'vgodov shem ktsorim udvukim leboso lo motza maya ayah bohu o isha b'zman hazeh. They've got him ktorim lo, and I say it's not ktorim or aruchim, that's not the factor. The factor is whether it's a tight fit or not a tight fit. Mem Zayin, believe it or not, is a terrible problem. Okay. In Yisra Shem, you will have a family with children. Comes the beginning of Zman and the Yeshivas, or the Beis Yaakovs, they have a head examination. There are mumchin, there are women, they charge for it, who examine the kid's hair, make sure there are no lice, no nits. That's what he's talking about. Min kinim shedvukim bebosor, v'noshrim be'or b'mokum seyor. That's lice. Lice are neat. V'nidbokim b'chozik bebosor. That's not the nit. That's not the lice. That's the nit. But they treated the nit, which is the egg of the louse, right, which is cemented. That's cemented to the hair. The egg has that adhesive property, right? Then tzorach lasiron val aledei chamin el goram b'tziporen b'meino yochol lasiron eino chotzitz. What does that mean? Eino yochol lasiron. Yeah, it's a kunz. They sell, every housewife, every mother knows about it. They sell in the drugstores stuff that's fairly toxic that they use on the kids. That dissolves the nits, and then they have a special fine combs, very, very narrow apertures between them. Yeah, and the kids hate it. They cry, etc. But they won't let them into school until they get a hechsher from one of the mumchiot, one of the ladies, that they've been checked and everything's okay. Why? Because one kid with lice, within a few days, will infect the whole class. Nida shetovla below kavana gan shenoflo so chamayim o sheyorda lohoker. So she went swimming. Rezu muteras the barla. Let's remember, I told you that sensitive tshuva. My son Yaakov asked his grandfather about a doctor at Maniato Hospital in Netanya. He fell in love with a nurse, but the nurse's family became Bali Chuga long after the nurse was born. And therefore, that's Shaila, whether she's a Ben Nida or not, she's a Bas Nida or not. We answered that the Mother says a Bas Nida is Chatsufa, etc., etc., so you can't accept one Gemara without the other Gemara. So obviously, she's not a Bas Nida. So how could it be? Her mother must have gone swimming in the ocean before she became pregnant with this girl. But the mother had no idea about the mikri. They had no idea of tarasim shvochim. That makes no difference. Nida is a physical state, and tefila is also a physical state. If you go tefila, they take care of that.
Just Rebbe.
You don't need kavana for tefila.
Does that mean that b'di'evet chafifa isn't required?
The what?
That b'di'evet chafifa is not required for it to be a kosher tefillah?
B'di'evet, we're not choshish. Our women have davar achotzes, and if it's a biyut, it's going to roll. You want to find a heter, it follows the rules of the game. You go b'shar rov, right? And most women don't have things on them, and so on. Okay, comes the Ramon and says, Yesh machmirim atzichin also tefila acheres. Yesh lahach melechatchila. And here we have what we've been learned before when we've been discussing the reasons why a woman can go to mikveh biyom. Right? He gave you a number of reasons there. One of the main reasons was tzinius. Right? Then comes the Kabbalah Inyanim, which I will to do the Shachar Nesilut. Yesh Roshem Izog She Yotzel Man HaTfila She Yifga Bo Chavata She Yifga Bo Tchila Dobo Tomei O Ovid Kochovim. That's difficult. Ovid Kochovim is a difficult thing because most mikvos are near a shul. Either the mikvah has some caretaker who has to clean up after the mikvah is closed at night. The most likely person that is dreizach around near a mikvah will be a goy. Right. You have to be careful not. Dim pogo bo dvor of elu im hi yirei es shabayim tarzo betitvo. Look at the shach. Dim pogo bo dvor of elu samach aleph. Kigan kelev o chabor o ama oretz. Now you got a real problem. Poor woman has to walk home two blocks. The chances are she'll meet her walking in the street. Ten amaratzim. Yeah. O chazir, o sus, o metzora, o chiyotze behet. Comes the shach, and this is where the shach makes his always his special contribution. You see, he had the neshama of a litvak. Avol says berokeach v'cholbo isu shein poga bo sus. No, on the contrary, tale v'tishamich. Why? It's a good sign to have to meet a horse when you come out of the mikveh. Right? It means the horse represents beauty, right? And since the horse follows orders, it means they were shomim umevinim lom de Torah beinam ashakrim, right? Umematim machina, and the horse also doesn't sleep much, so it'll give them. If she becomes pregnant after going to mikveh and seeing a horse, she'll have children who are also can get along with very little sleep. Also, people are afraid of horses, so they'll be afraid of their children also. Marvelous thing to meet a horse. Every mikveh should have a horse tethered outside the mikveh, right, to make sure that they see a horse the first thing out of the mikveh. I'm not going to spend too much time on the Chafifa, so I want to start with Gimel. We have a few minutes yet. Look at Kuf Tzadik Tes Gimel. Well, before that, anything, Phyllis, anything on that has to be clarified for you yet? Let's see it. Yeah.
If a lady is wearing clothing that has elastic when she goes to the mikvah, can she just stay there longer till it's saturated with water?
If it's elastic, it won't saturate. If you put a rubber band on your finger, water won't get under the rubber band.
But an elastic waistband is not as tight as
No. We're talking about something constricting. Like, for example, if she wore, women wear stockings with elastic tops. They don't come down because of, and when she takes off her stockings, there's an indentation there. No, that's what that kind of elastic. The fact that it has elastic in it is not the issue.
Oh.
It means it has to be like a rubber band. Or, as they say, you have elastic tops to your socks, so you take your socks off at night, and you see it made big indentations, and you realize water didn't get in there. Okay, anything else? Okay, pick up Gimel. That presents the special problem that we discussed a little bit before. Chafifa, whatever Chafifa is preparation for the mikveh to make sure there isn't davar achotzeitz. Chatifot tzricha lios lechatchila samach l'tfilosa. Two concerns. Here's how you remember chafifa. Two concerns chafifa. One, chafifa shouldn't be so far away from the tefillah that in between there could be a davar chotzeitz appear on our body. The purpose of chafifa is to make sure the body is free of any chatzitza. Obviously, then it should be as little a time lapse as possible. Okay, that's number one. There's a second concern with Khafifa, and that is she's under pressure to get home, and therefore a tendency, right, when you're under pressure, to cut corners. So therefore, Aminek HaKosha Shetaschel Lochof Mebod Yom, she's going to go to Mikveh right after Tzeisak HaKovim. So let us start her preparation Bod Yom Vosekes B'Khafifa Ad Shetechshach. She relaxes, take a bubble bath, sit in the tub and read a magazine, but no rush, right? The Yoz Tifol, the Chain Mina Kosha, Sha'af Alpi Shechofapo, Tisim Amasag Leves Atrila Vetizlok Shom. But to hear, to see why. Hair was a specialty. Chafifa really focuses most on the hair, because the hair, as we see, the hair is treated as a unit of the body, because not part of the body. So miut and rov, when applied to a smaller unit, right, could run into a problem of deraisa, right, where you have a rov u makpedes. Therefore, sar presents the biggest problem. Therefore, she makes sure, and since we said that hairs tied to each other, knotted hairs, serve as a chatzitza, midrabanan, but serve as a chatzitza. Therefore, the special care. Ubeshas hatchak rabo shesicha lochov biyom, o sheyefshe lo lochov biyom asicha lochov balayla. Right, Yechol, I don't want her to go to mikveh 10 o'clock at night, where she prepares herself at 9 o'clock, and she has to get to the mikveh and she has to get home, and she's under time pressure. That's no good. Therefore, Yechol, nevertheless, Yechol Lassos, if she can't do it the best way. I'd like to have that as an almost compulsory time lapse, by telling her you must start before Shkiyah, and you can't go to mikveh until after Seisak HaKovim. So I know you have 40 minutes to take care of yourself, plenty of time. But if you start at night, you can do it in 2 minutes also. A woman can start justifying, rationalizing, I showered in the morning, maybe I went swimming in the afternoon. You can cut corners. Therefore, they set up this thing. Now, if that's the case, you have to see how we developed our minog, where in many mikvos, where the building took into account the fact that the woman would be coming at night, and there's a bathtub. So not every mikvah has that facility. But many mikvahs do, yeah. Where it doesn't follow the best method, the chatchila samuch l'tfilosa, right? And it should start biyom. Minig akosha tasa locho biyodu. Chol tfilosa b'mosoi Shabbos. She yefsha locho me bod yom, tocho belel tfiloso. That's not what we do today. A woman makes chafifa erev Shabbos, like the Gemara says. Mina yofahu sha tichatz heitev be erev Shabbos, Matzoi Shabbos sounds over Tocho with Tisra B'Av. Why? Because Matzoi Shabbos is ready. It's after Seis HaKachovim already, and we told you that it's a mini kosher to Tassel Lachum in Bodyom. So if you go to Mikveh Matzoi Shabbos, you can't go in Bodyom. You can't stop in Bodyom. Therefore, right, there's a warning. Matzoi Shabbos never shall tomorrow the base of a Tocho of Kavoyu. The pressure of need to get home, right? Okay, let's go back down to the beginning, to Aleph. We have a minute yet. To go pick up my car and my tire. That flat. Yesterday I came back with a little tire this morning too, and dropped off the big the room tire as the wheel only is all he needs. And I made a date with him to pick up between 12 and 12:15 to pick up the tire, make a reservation with him. Aleph, Tzricho Ladir Beis HaShechi Beis HaStorim Sholo B'mayim, right? Lo B'Shar Mashkin. Okay? I wonder, what mashkin did they use? Nowadays it's possible. Women have all kinds of vultures that prey on them, right, to convince them to spend crazy money for, really for nothing. Cleansing liquids. You take off your makeup. You can't take off water and soap. You have to use some kind of thing that comes in a little bottle. It costs $4 or $5. The ways that people cleanse themselves with oil was the common thing. Oil was the common cleansing agent, right? Belisok sarosha yofa b'masrik. Shotieno Saroso Boko Zubazu. Right. And then comes the key lotion. The mikveh lady is not the one who determines whether you can go to mikveh or not. You determine it. You ask the mikveh lady to give you a final check. But that's a check. The chiv is on the woman. That's what it says. Right. V'chein tzricho ha'isho le'ayin ba'atzmo b'psoro b'edekol gufo somal tzulosso. And she chose warm water because that does a better job. But that's the emphasis. There are two halachas in chafifa. One is the iyun ba'atzma, and then comes the mikvah lady. Right? They should have a isha gedola or medasala to see everything. That's the basic role of the mikvah lady, is to make sure that she gets underwater, that no hair floats on top. That's a real, she went to mikveh properly, besides preparing the mikveh itself. But the chiv is on the woman. It's a woman who has the mitzvah and has the isur. She's the one that shorach la'ayin ba'atzma. And that's trustworthy. If there's no mikveh lady, who said it's perfect good, she can be ma'ayin ba'atzma. Only what then? With a mikveh lady, she can count a little bit on the outside inspection. So Jeremy feels a little less responsible to do everything herself. In the absence of a mikveh lady, she has to examine herself slowly, all parts of the body, and there has to be a mirror so she can see the back. Chafifo shebemokom seyo. Not one have time for this one. Now let's stop over here.
Gemara sure is going to be with